Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Thank y'all, everybody, for holding on. We have this great guest coming on tonight. And we're going to talk about Dave Kahary. Excuse me. He's instrumental in making the movie, like I told y'all in the first hour, in Sacrificing the Liberty. It's the movie, Sacrificing the Liberty. He also wrote the book, co-authored the book, Erasing the Liberty. So we're going to bring him up in just one second. I've got I'm going to make a quick comment on the first hour, because we're all Christians in this radio station. And, Rick, who's running for president of the American Freedom Party, I fully think if I went in, I would expect to win. I never do anything that I don't expect to win. And Jacob, in his commercial, talks about the 300 mighty men of valor went against thousands and thousands and won. You know, if God's in control, and he is in control, nothing is impossible. I mean, and we don't need that many men. Look what the satanic Bolsheviks, led by the Jews in Russia from the 1918 into the 1960s, did. Oh, less than 1% of those people captured the largest country in the world, Russia, and much, and just about all of Eastern Europe. So I wanted to revisit that before we get into our dynamite guest. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
Hey, how are you, my friend? How do I sound? Okay.
You sound great. We also have Matt Goodman here tonight. He's going to help me drive this interview with you, my friend, and I do consider you a friend. Dave and I, we talk frequently in between, when he's not on the show. So we're really excited tonight. I know Matt's excited tonight too about covering this new movie coming out. And with that, since I spoke about Matt, say hello to Dave, Matt, and ask him any questions you got, son.
Hey, Dave, thank you for coming on. I'll start off with how's your project, your movie project going? How's it coming along?
Yeah, well, I tell people this, and I have told them over the years that I've done a lot of things, and a lot of things that I've done are very difficult. But nothing is more difficult than this, and I think the reason it is because of the significance of telling this story and getting it out to the world, really, because I'd say about a quarter, at least, of the supporters of the film, Erasing the Liberty, are from primarily the United Kingdom and Australia. Of course, other countries as well, but those are the two big countries that are supporting this project. And to be able to put on video in whatever format it's going to be in, the story of the USS Liberty is so scary to the powers that be, to these Zionists, to these Jews, to these Bolsheviks, to these nasty creatures, whatever you want to call them, that they made sure, and they continue to make sure, that anyone who talks about this historical event, this factual historical event, is treated like a Jew hater, treated like a nut, a conspiracy theorist, just the scum of the earth. And Eddie and I have talked about this many times. The time is now to eradicate this vermin and once and for all get our country back the way that it's supposed to be. And I think that this movie will go a long way to doing that. And getting to your question, how are we doing? Good. It's a struggle. It's a struggle right now simply because I'm not pounding the pavement and pressing the flesh, which is going to happen in the next couple of months, and looking for the funding. for that. But the funding is always a problem. The bad guys always have more money than they could ever spend. They literally have so much money that even if they wanted to spend it, they couldn't. That's really such a travesty that the good people have nothing and the bad people have so much that they can't even spend it. So we need to get the funds to do it. And because the bad guys have been so effective in shrouding this story in the conspiracy, I don't even like to say that ridiculous term, anti-Semitism, the Jew-hating, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, weaponized terms that they use to turn regular people off. It's tough to introduce this topic because so few people are aware of it, although it's been over 52 years that since it's occurred.
Well, let me ask you a question, Dave. How much money do you need to finish this movie, and how can people get money to you and the company you're with to get this movie out? That's my first question, and then I have another one. As soon as you answer that one, then I'll go back to Matt.
Yeah, you know, really, and I'm not a movie man, but when I began this project, I said that, you know, movie could be made about anything. Heck, they make Holocaust movies every year. They never tire of that, and it's not something that is impossible to do. It's been done before by people who haven't been in the Hollywood ranks. It just requires money and the right people to do the job who know how to film a movie. How much is it going to cost? That depends.
How much do you need now, and how can we get the money to you?
Yeah, well, just go to erasingtheliberty.com and click on the movie tab, or go to usslibertymovie.com and you'll find out how to donate. And any donation is, of course, acceptable from a dollar on up. And, of course, I would prefer people bought the book first and then read it, because the book really fires them up, because it teaches them the true history of what happened to the Liberty and the scum who were behind the massacre and the scum who were and are behind the cover-up of the massacre and the tentacles that this entity has had and continues to have that is responsible for choking the life and liberty out of the United States of America.
Dave, before we go to Matt, in fact, I'm getting ready to go to Matt in just a second. I've got two more questions. You told me once, Dave, when we were talking, and we were talking about enemies, and you told me, and I've never forgotten it, that my enemy are my neighbors next door. White people look just like me. Probably the one-third the white people here, like the one-third of the people in South Africa, they're willing to eat their own. How much resistance, Dave, are you meeting from your family, your friends next door, from your congressman? And listen, hold that, keep that question in mind, because as soon as we come back from this break, I'd like you to answer that question, and I won't say go get Matt's response. People will be right back with Dave Kahary. Hold on to your seats. Right back.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense, as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, folks, we're right back, and we're going to go right back to Dave since I asked him those couple of questions before we went to the break. So take off on those questions, Dave, before we go back to Matt. Dave, you there?
Well, I'm here.
Oh, there you go, fella.
Yeah.
Okay. We asked you a couple of questions before we went to the break.
Yeah,
would you like to respond to those questions, guy?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'm getting excited here.
Yeah, sure. You know, I have an advantage of being in a position where I talk to a lot of people in our movement, whatever you want to call it, the Patriot movement. I think that's probably the most appropriate term, because people like you and Matt and your station and people that we talk to are patriots. We just want our country, and we want our country back. And I realized a while ago that, you know, the problem, and there's a lot of different enemy camps, obviously. But the problem isn't in this one camp that's known as the Jews. And of course, you have to now, state that, oh, wait, it's not all the Jews. You know, of course, it's not all the Jews. It's not all of anything. But organized Jewry, the Jews who are dishonoring the memory of the great people that put this country together, the Jews in the ADL and the SPLC who are dishonoring the memory of the sailors on the USS Liberty by calling it a conspiracy theory, the Jews who have or had attacked Dr. Tony Martin because he was using the book The Secret Relationship Between the Blacks and Jews in Wellesley College, where he taught, those Jews are the ones who really are not your enemy. Your enemy, sadly, is your next door neighbor. And the reason for that is, as you know, is that your next door neighbor is abysmally ignorant to the reality of what these particular Jews are doing to this once great nation. Because if they weren't abysmally ignorant, then we wouldn't have to be out there fighting the way that we are and trying to explain to people the reality of it. If they did get off of their butts and listen to shows like this and pick up the books that would give them the knowledge, then they wouldn't be the enemy. But they are the enemy. Your neighbor, sadly, is the enemy, not these bad Jews. And that's what I meant by that.
Matt, what do you have to say about that, son?
I completely agree. The Jews are like, what, 2 or 3% of American population? We could easily overwhelm them. And why aren't we? And it, you rightly said, we're just patriots who want our country back. We realize what a lot of these neighbors and friends and family don't realize is that our country has been taken from us. We didn't vote for any of this. We didn't go to a poll booth or a referendum and vote to be replaced in our own country. We didn't vote for, you know, you name it, we didn't vote for it. Any of the wars that we've been in the 20th century, the IRS, we didn't vote for any of this stuff. You know, and a lot of these people, our neighbors, they don't realize that it's been taken from them and we're going to have to fight to get it back. See, they still think that we have some sort of power in our own country. So I think that's the real crux of the problem here. What do you say, Eddie?
Well, you know, I'm following you there quite. I was thinking with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He says that the governed actually have all the power, if they can ever realize they have the power. But unfortunately, the governed they probably feel helpless. You know, if we ever get organized. And also, I agree with Paul Craig Roberts on that. And I agree. I'm going to make a couple of quick points. I hope I don't get too far away from the movie. But Roberts also said that, and we talked about the Federal Reserve a lot, that starting with the Federal Reserve, starting with, he said that we had like a robber baron capitalism, not true free market capitalism. We had that, you know, robber baron capitalism, 1890s, 1910, 1920. But starting this country here hit its peak in the 40s and the 50s as far as morality. He says this, what's happened was that these giant transnational corporations rule our country. We no longer have any representation in our Congress. We're kidding ourselves if we do. And also, I'm going to second you guys' opinion. Like, kind of like linking this to what Dave said, the enemy next door. Listen, you can go downtown here in Memphis, and you can see the most villainous people you've ever seen. These you know, LGBTQ, whatever it is. They're advocating for, you know, sex with children. Craig Roberts said that at one time, until the 50s and 60s, early 60s, we had customs, we had tradition, we had religion, we had honor, we had integrity, we had certain moral principles. Even the thugs I went to school with had certain moral principles. We wouldn't curse a preacher, we wouldn't curse the teachers. But now, nowadays society, and I'm laying that right in our own feet, our people, there is no evil we will not sink to. He says, and I agree with him, we used to have limits. There are no limits there, none whatsoever. Well, that, and Dave, with that, was kind of going back on what Rick said. Rick just said he didn't think he would be able to get elected president, but maybe. I'm going to liken this movie here. The movie is concentrating on one scenario, the sacrificing the liberty. Can this movie be kind of like a catalyst? Can it be a shot over the bow to the satanic Bolsheviks that rule the world right now? Is this how much can this movie do to waken people up, Rick? And excuse me, Dave. And how far along is the movie in the making? And thirdly, hope I'm not asking too many questions. How much is Rick Wiles, who they have plenty of money with True News, how much are they helping you with this this movie, Dave? I hope I didn't ask you too many questions.
No, that's fine. Okay, I just want to make sure I heard them all right, and I'll say that, yes, I think that, and that's why I am focused so intensely on this, because I've been in this arena for a long time, and, you know, as you know, I write for American Free Press and sometimes the Barnes Review, and I don't think there are two publications out there that, you know, tell the truth the way that they do. Of course, there were, you know, there were a few others that are even more hardcore, like Olaf Childress's paper, The First Freedom. Sadly, he passed on not too long ago. There's also the Nationalist Times, but American Free Press is a pretty big paper. It was the Spotlight before, which had almost 400,000 subscribers, and that was at a time in this country when it was still okay to have your own opinion. Now, the trash that is running the media and the social media networks and the high tech and the trash in our government, they're making sure that they snuff out any opposition to the way that they want things to be presented to their narrative. So I'm sure that this story is the chink in their armor, and that once that is opened up, it's not even that the story itself is going to be so powerful, which it is, but I think that, and this is what I envision, that it's going to enable and embolden young filmmakers to create a new genre, which is movies.
Dave, we got to go to a quick break. Hold that thought, Dave. We have to go to a quick break. We got to pay some bills. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, people. Hang on to your seats. We'll return in just a few minutes.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Barry, we can back to a tropical storm after making landfall in Louisiana. While speaking with reporters, Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards predicted that his state is likely to get a lot of precipitation.
Rainfall remains the primary hazard. We are still looking at 10 to 15 inches of rain with the possibility of higher isolated amounts. As we all know, however, it doesn't take much saturation of the ground so that even slighter winds can have a devastating impact with respect to trees falling onto houses and highways and so forth, as well as utility poles.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
While the storm surge risk on our Mississippi River has passed, the primary risk continues to remain heavy rains for the city of New Orleans.
Barry is the 50th hurricane to hit Louisiana since 1851. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mayors around the country are speaking out against the planned ICE immigration raids set for this weekend. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says her police department will not assist.
The reality is that ICE's resources within the homeland and within cities is fairly thin. They need our police department to be able to facilitate a lot of the work that they're doing in immigration. And so we've cut off access, and we specifically said that our police department will not help facilitate or participate in any raids that are taking place.
Vice President Mike Pence saw the overcrowded conditions facing migrant adults and children in Customs and Border Protection custody firsthand Friday. Asked by CNN whether the conditions for the detained single adult immigrants were acceptable, Pence said no.
But everyone, even in that temporary facility, is getting three meals a day, they're getting health care, they're getting hygiene.
Pence says Congress has to step up and provide $4.6 billion in additional support to Customs and Border Protection. Has got to stop. This is USA Radio News.
Cocoa's back, and we're going to go right back to Dave before we go to Matt. Dave, about how far along do you think the movie is? How long will it be before it's completed? And if you will, please give the website again where people can contribute money to help you along with this movie.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I would say that, and that's what I was getting at before about, you know, how much is it going to cost to do a movie like this? You know, a fellow patriot who you may know and your listeners may know is Merlin Miller. And he, of course, ran for president, you know, a couple of presidential elections ago. I voted for him. I was in one of the states that he was on the ballot. He discovered the Liberty, and he was shocked when he found out about it. He thought it couldn't be true, and he ended up writing a screenplay about it for a movie, which he tried to promote and pitch to people here in the United States and outside the United States. But when he wrote the script, he left out the massacre scene. And the reason he did was because he figured that it would cost too much to reproduce that massacre scene, which lasted approximately an hour or so, or a little more than that. Well, if you excise the massacre scene, then you're not really showing what happened. And
amen.
So important to understanding this whole matter is how these savages in this Israeli Air Force and Navy, how they actually attacked the Liberty and what they actually did. And that's so important. So could the movie cost $1 million, $5 million, $10 million? At this point, I don't know for sure. And the money that's raised at this point is primarily used to print books, print T-shirts, which we sell on the site at Erasing the Liberty, which we just started to do the T-shirts just literally in June. So I think it was on June 8th on the observance of the 52nd observance of the massacre. And it's used to travel around the country and coming up in the world. So I think in the next couple of months, I'll have a very good idea about what it's going to cost and where we're going to be and what we're going to need to do. I don't think that the way that we're doing it right now, it's going to be something where, you know, you see those GoFundMe pages where even that the fake ones, like where that veteran, that homeless veteran gave $20 to those people in New Jersey, and it turned out that that was a scam. People respond to those type of things, those emotional appeals, and they'll give them $1 million or $10 million. I think that the Parkland school shooting amassed something like $10 million in donations. This isn't something like that because you don't have that emotional appeal. You have an historical event that happened over half of a century ago. So the way that it's going to be funded is that there are a lot of people around the world who want this story. And I know because I communicate with them. And one fellow already approached me when the first version of the book came out with $500,000 just to promote the book. And he wanted to give me the $500,000 at that point. And I told him, I said, "Bud, look, the way that I do things is I'm kind of slow. I like to study and research." And so we found the first outlet to advertise the book. And it just so happened that I selected the New York Times, the Sunday New York Times, their holiday book review section, which was in December of 2017. We took a full page ad out. It was over $28,000, which he paid for. And the plan was to go into every big paper across the country. But something happened to him. I don't know if his health, his physical health or his mental health or the fact that his wife was Jewish, something happened. And he was an ex-Navy guy. He was in his 80s. Something happened that spooked him, but that didn't happen. But the point of this story is that there are a lot of people out there with a lot of money who who know what happened and who want to get this story out. So I'm confident that I'll be able to meet these people and say very simply to them, look, you want to get the story out. We need your help. This is what we need. Are you ready to go? And if they say no, I'll say thank you for your time. Have a nice day. Have a nice weekend. And I'll move to the next. So I'm ready for that type of dynamic to take place. And I'm ready to, and I have a lot of energy, I'm ready to pound the pavement, as I said, and press the flesh. So I'll know more in the next couple of months.
Dave, I've got a comment about some things you said earlier, and then I've got a question for you. One of the things you said is that they're trying to snuff us out, and that you wanted to raise up a generation of younger movie makers who were doing similar genre. Well, on Red Ice, there was a guy who was on it a few months ago, and I don't remember his name, unfortunately, to my shame. But some in the audience, I direct them to find this guy. He's making movies out of California about the Gulag camp. And so I think one of your goals is already being realized and accomplished, and that younger people are getting into this genre. But I want to appeal to the audience and say, movies can be made cheaper than what you would think. This gentleman talked about on the show that he was making a movie about these Gulag camps for $3,000. Okay, now Dave needs a bigger operating budget than that because he's doing a very high quality production. But even $1,000 goes a very long way. And to people on our calls, I really commend you to get behind Dave and throw any support you can at him, because movies can be made very reasonable. That you have volunteers that want to support the cause who are actors or actresses. But my question to you, Dave, is one of the unfortunate things in our movement is that the people with money are often scared to give money, and because they can lose from the oligarchs, you know, will conquer them. So a lot of people retreat in fear from the idea of even donating to our causes. Can people give anonymously to your movie?
Excellent question, Matt.
Yes, yes. And movies can be made cheaply or less expensively, absolutely. And, of course, because I'm not doing this to make any money, and other people have come to me to offer their services, so... and they don't want any money. The point is to get the story out, not to make money off of it. But yes, people have donated anonymously. As a matter of fact, I just got a letter, and I remember I talked about it, I think, on a show. And it's the same thing. A couple of years ago, I got the same letter, and I have it somewhere because I save everything. But the way that they wrote Erasing the Liberty and the address here, it almost looks like it's like a drafting type, you know, style. And inside the envelope was a white piece of paper folded with two $100 bills and a $20 bill. And I don't have any way to thank the person because there's no return address. So, yes, they can do that if they want to. The only thing I can see is where it came from, the city and state it came from. One time we received, I think it was something like $1,000 Australian dollars, cash. So, yes, and I knew who that was from, but this one I don't know who it's from. But, yes, they can do it anonymously. But there's also the avenue of the people who are not embarrassed about doing what's in their hearts. And there's also the avenue of getting funds from outside of the continental United States, where there are individuals in other countries who want this story told. So however it can be done, I'm going to look at all of those avenues, and I'm pretty thorough, and so I'm sure that I'll be able to find the people to do it, and I'm sure that it will be done. Otherwise, I wouldn't have dedicated, next month it'll be 4 years of my life to this, without getting paid for it. I don't make money off of it. I lose time and money because I can't do the other things that I'm doing. to make money.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you a quick question, Dave. I don't want to cut you off. In recent light, several weeks ago, when we had the Congress vote unanimously, not one dissenting vote against making anything said about Israel or about Jews and anti-Semitic, maybe punishable by law. Maybe this is a rabbit trail, maybe a stretch. When we come back to the break, I want you to be thinking about this, you too, Matt. Is there any risk of people making this movie being prosecuted for anti-Semitism? People, keep that question in mind, and we'll address that question when we come right back from this break.
Kosher certified. Put the two words together to get kosher certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Unfortunately, we're going to the last segment of this show. These 2 hours just, I swear, they fly by. I'm glad my whole life doesn't pass this fast. Dave, you know, and Matt, right before we went to the break, I went back and talked about that congressional hearing they had when every single sellout congressman in the United States voted unanimously to pass this anti-Semitic bill. I don't know what's all is in it, the bill, but it says, I don't know how much teeth that the bill has in it for punishment, but it did say that you kind of better watch your step when you say something about Jews or say something about Israel. That was a statement I made. And the question I asked you guys is Dave or anybody associated with this movie or anybody like us that might buy the movie, or is there going to be prosecution in store for people under these anti-Semitic laws?
Well, I think that what you're alluding to, and I could be wrong, Eddie, but I think you're alluding to that law in Florida where I am. I think it's HB 741, where the dirtbag governor, the treasonous traitor DeSantis, signed this bill into law when he was in Israel with a 90-person entourage. What it does is it doesn't allow public students or teachers in public schools K through 20, so kindergarten through 12th grade and then eight more years of higher education, to say things factual like Jews control the media or Jews control the Federal Reserve or to question the Hola hoax. It's obviously, you know, the antithesis of what the First Amendment is all about, but these dirtbags in Florida and obviously in D.C. as well, but specifically these dirtbags in Florida signed on to that, no problem. There was only one dissenting person, a black lady in Florida. I can't remember exactly where her district was, but she didn't go along with it. And they came after her in typical Jewish style of trying to embarrass her and make her apologize.
Killer bees.
What's that?
Like killer bees. Like they come after you. That,
you know what?
Hell hath no fury like they do.
That's insulting to bees, but...
Amen.
So I don't think it's applicable, but is there a chance that the U.S. Congress might do something like that? Sure. I mean, look, Hollywood, Jewish-controlled Hollywood, and if anybody has any doubt about that, that they control Hollywood, all they have to do is open up their eyes and read. You know, there's plenty of books, like An Empire of Their Own, like The Last Mogul about Lou Wasserman. You can study for yourself how Hollywood was started by Jews and how it was maintained by Jews and how they're nothing more than flesh peddlers and scum. And like the smallest book in the world is the Book of Jewish Business Ethics. So not all Jews, of course, but I'm talking about that den of vipers in Hollywood and the media. The lowest of the low, really low-life dirtbags who use human beings to, you know, get whatever it is that they want. And it's mostly, obviously, money and power and sex. But I don't think that the movie will be affected by the legislation in Florida. And even if there is legislation in the United States by the traitors in D.C., I think that, you know, you'd have to get to the point of challenging it legally, but really there is no such thing as hate speech, and there can't be, as long as the First Amendment is upheld and maintained, which it has been, and I think it will be. And of course, that's something that this organized Jewry wants to really attack and destroy, is our First Amendment. And that's why we have,
exactly,
it's really incumbent, exactly, on us to learn as much as we can about this, to keep these barbarians outside of the gates. So I don't think it would be a problem. But Eddie, I might have, you had a third question. Did that have something to do with True News?
Oh, I'd ask, before we go to the True News, before we run out of time, I want to get back to Matt just for a little bit. He's been hanging on a long time. And I'll, if I have time, I'll ask that question. Matt is well aware of this congressional thing. And so was one of our brothers. He says that this congressional thing I'm talking about was a resolution in the House to set the groundwork for federal legislation, which will surely follow. And the legislation, I believe he's right. I believe the federal legislation will surely follow, Matt. Matt, is that going, your opinion? And we heard Dave.
Yeah.
Is it going to affect the movie?
Of course, but that's not what we need to worry about. Like in Acts, what they did to, I think it was Peter and John, they give them a stern warning. And then they pulled them into a tribunal, and they said, you know, they tried to throw lawfare at Peter and John. Then they threw them in prison. But those are the first steps. What we need to worry about is when they come to kill you. That's the last step the Jews do. And that's what they tried over and over. That's like their pattern. They try to just tell you not to do it. Then they rough you up a little bit, and then they impose lawfare. But the last thing is they just assault you until you're dead. And that's it's actually that the reference I made earlier of that young man in California. They actually killed his girlfriend. You know, while he's making these films, he talked about how he, one day they found his girlfriend just mysteriously just dead in her house. So this stuff's real. And that's what we're fighting. So that's what my commendation is to just serve God and expect that he's our deliverer. The other thing I'd like to say, I want to throw out a piece of advice, Dave, to our audience. We need to organize viewing parties when you finally finish this film. We need to, like, rent out theaters around the country and sell tickets ourselves, because the Ticketmasters, not Ticketmaster, the company, but the Ticketmasters are going to fight us. And yes, we need to get this out to the public. We almost need to, like, set up, every city needs to get people who are on board with setting up a viewing party for this movie.
Exactly. You know, Matt, and before we go out of time, I want to go back to ask a question. You know, Dave, this question is for you now. How much, you know, I was listening to True News. We listened. They helped, you know, as you well know, better than anybody, True News had you and some of your survivor guys from the Liberty in there. How much are they going to help? Are they talking about an independent movie doing it on there? They're talking about releasing a movie sometime later in the summer. Is that the same movie? Are you working with them on the same movie? Or is you and your buddies, are y'all doing a separate movie? So tell us about True News.
Yeah, what happened was that True News reached out to Phil Turney, one of the survivors, and Phil passed it over to me to coordinate with them. So Phil and I selected three other survivors, and I coordinated the trip for all of them, including myself, obviously, to go down to Southern Florida to do this film. And so what happened was we were there. We filmed for 3 days, 2 days in the United States, the National UDT Seal Museum in Fort Pierce, Florida, and then 1 day in the studio. And the last day in the studio was already distributed. That's the video that's available, and then they had a sneak preview. They're doing a documentary, and I had just found out that, you know, it was supposed to be July 4th, but now it's delayed because they want to make sure that it's right. So they're doing a documentary of the testimony from the Liberty guys. It's not a movie. What I'm doing is a full-length feature film, a docudrama. Okay. So a full-length feature film based upon historical events. And the important thing is the historical events, because it's only factual events that I'm interested in, because a lot of people say, well, geez, why would the great, our greatest ally attack us? It doesn't make any sense. You know, and the answer to that is, sir, it doesn't matter why they attacked the United States. They attacked the United States. Here's how they attacked the United States. Here's what they did during the massacre. Here's what happened after the massacre. Here's what your own government did, and they continue to do. That's all we need. We need to show the facts. Do you understand? Can you wake up now, sir? You know, so they're just doing a documentary, and they are utilizing the Liberty story in order to raise funds for their organization as well. So, which is good. You know, they're doing good stuff, and but that's also a mechanism for them to raise funds. So,
okay. Well, before I keep saying we're almost out of time, and we really are. Matt had an excellent suggestion. I thought that about myself. As soon as you get the movie, if you, I want us, Blood River Radio, to be one of the first people to get. We'll be glad to buy that movie, and we could rent. I know a venue that we rented when it was with the Political Suspects some years ago. We brought a rock band in, and we could rent a place out to show the movie. Well, folks, We're out of time. I knew we were getting close. Thank you so much, Dave, for coming on. Thank you, Matt, for helping me do this show. Thank you, Sam. People, please tune in next week. Please support this guy, this movie. He's poured his heart and soul into it. We've got to fight the beast. We've got to do it. So contribute money. Let's get this movie done. Let's show it. Let's wake up America. People, will be back here at the same time next week, God willing. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good night, everybody.
Thanks.